everyone. I'm Erin, and welcome to An Emo Girl's Guide to the Galaxy, where we debate, rant, and curse too much. If you like books, sarcasm, and hate the patriarchy, then you've come to the right place.
Hey, I'm Jess, and I'm here with your bookish updates for the week. On May 24th, the next Stay a Spell book comes out that we've been talking about, and it is called Always Practice Safe Hex. Is
yes, that what you said? By Juliet Cross.
Which, by Juliet Cross. So this is about the next couple in the Stay a Spell series, and witches, vampires, some wolves, but it's a rom-com. So we are all here for it. And then on 6-1, West Side Love Story by Priscilla Oliveris comes out, and it's a rom-com, a heart-stirring romance of star-crossed love, feuding families, or it says familias, and The Bond of Sisterhood by USA Today bestselling author Priscilla Oliveris. So that sounds cute as well. I always like a good Romeo and Juliet.
We love the sister vibes.
West Side Love Story rom-com. Hopefully no one dies at the end.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, rom-com, but make it
not calm.
Not calm.
Not calm.
I'm Loretta, and I am gonna start the around the room updates this week. Unfortunately, Dev is still out living her best Los Angeles life right now. So if you want to follow her adventures, you can find her at Read by Dev.
Yes.
And you can be jealous like we are. But
yes.
I, in preparation for this episode, read a baseball romance because I've never read a sports romance ever. So I was like, I should read something. So I read a baseball romance called The Locker Room by Megan Quinn. I have feelings about it. I have a lot of feelings that I will share later.
I can't wait to hear.
But I did start Brooklyn Air. By Serena Bowen. That is the hockey romance that Erin has been recommending. And it's so good. I love it.
Okay.
I'm like 40% in, and I'm obsessed, and I want to read them all now. So that's been exciting. But that's all I got.
All right. Well, I was trying to avoid what I've been doing, and I could avoid it no longer. I have gone down the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, trial rabbit hole. I have spent the last two nights probably still tip of the iceberg. I probably have a good many more nights in me of just watching more content.
I've been actively forcing myself not to look stuff up about it because I know that I'll become obsessed
with
it.
That is what I was doing. And then like it got brought up recently when I was talking to my sisters when I was visiting them in L.A., and then I was like, all right, give me the TLDR, the too long didn't read. And even that was too long. We were just going into it. And then I was like, all right, I'm hooked. I knew I would be. I'm hooked. I got this. This is compelling. I have to know. I have to hear all of this because obviously anyone can go and look it up. But initially it seemed, you know, for a lot of people, fairly black and white. She came out saying that he was abusive to her, hide with the Me Too stuff, really the face of that for a lot of people. And then he went and tried to say, like, she was lying and he didn't win the case in the UK. And now he's here in the US, like, fighting again, being like, all of the stuff that she said was untrue about me. And there is a lot of evidence to back up, like, that she is an actual psychopath and that she is full on lying. And, like, it is crazy. Crazy.
Literally everything I hear about that trial is sounds batshit insane.
It is. And it just keeps getting more. And the stuff that is like particularly batshit about it is that like they were both like secretly recording each other a lot. And she started doing it like first, way early. And then when he knew that she was doing it, then he started to do it. So like there is like video and recorded evidence, like, of their times together. And obviously, like, if one of them knows they're recording, they're going to do stuff to egg the other person on or whatever. But
yeah,
it's fucking crazy. Because you could just, like,
sounds
just get, like, a little bit of a window into this insane relationship. And then just...
That sounds on par with 2022.
Yeah, and then just, like, some of the, like... I haven't been watching it live because I like you said, Loretta, I was trying to just be like, I'm gonna go down the rabbit hole. I'm never come back out. I'm down it. So I want to go and watch more of the video footage of like their testimonies and stuff. But Yeah, it's crazy.
My cousin went straight down that rabbit hole, and she was like sending us all, she was like obsessively watching it, like sending us all messages, and finally we're like, girl,
I can't
right now. I don't have the capacity for this at the moment. I'm gonna definitely want to watch it later because it's definitely like
there's right like crazy alley, but... conspiracies too that like Elon Musk is involved and is the father of her surrogate baby, and there's like video footage of him like going into their penthouse like while they were together, like, and that he's like helping fuel the media that's like pushing her narrative that like she's this victim because she has stuff on him from like some kind of like sex party that she hosted, and we don't know what it is, but like something that Elon does not want to get, like crazy stuff. But like when you get into it, you're like, okay, I'm here. I'm like, I'm gonna absorb all
the classic sex party blackmail.
So
he's,
what is he doing? Buying Twitter so the people can't tweet about his sex party?
Well, so then there was something that came out that said, like 11% of the like tweeting and stuff that's happening about this is like inauthentic. It's bots, and they're all primarily pro Amber. So like most of like she's buying them. He's somebody like there are like a ton of like fake things out there like pushing like, oh, Amber's right, and they're not real people.
This is what happens when toxic people end up together.
Totally. Mm-hmm. But it's compelling stuff. Thanks. And I'm definitely, from the information I have so far, pretty solidly on Johnny's side. But yeah, I went down the rabbit hole. I've been wasting a lot of time. It does not impact my life at all, but now I'm just invested like so many of us are. So that's what I've been up to. What about you, Jess?
Jess?
Yeah. So not as cool. I finished all the Bridgerton books. Yes. Like all the way through Gregory's, and I was not super impressed by Gregory's until I got to the end, and then I was like, what is
your
happening?
Your messages were so crazy.
I was like, this is stupid. I'm mad at them. I don't like them. Blah, blah, blah. And then I got to the very end, and I was like, okay, I take all of it back. This is just an excellent ending. Like, I'm not sure that I'm swooning over anybody. I just, like, the straight chaos of the last 20% of the book, just, like, I lived for it.
You were like, I'm not a fan of this. The next. They keep talking about next.
Yeah, I was so bored
next,
and, like, annoyed.
I don't get it. And then you were like, oh, my God. And I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, I get to the end and I'm like, okay, this is highly entertaining. The other thing is that I watched, my sister came over and was like, hey, have you seen the show Bad Vegan? And I was like, no. And she's like, you've got to watch this. It's like this crazy documentary about this lady who opened a restaurant and how like she basically got into a two-person cult with this con artist. And through the whole thing, you're trying to figure out like, was she actually in on it? Or is she a victim?
Yeah.
Like, and part of you is like, this is stupid. Literally nobody would believe that. But then part of me has watched enough cult stuff that I can understand how somebody can get slowly brainwashed over time. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, they start embezzling and it's like this wild little journey and it's like 4 hours long. So I sat and binged the whole thing because, you know, I gotta watch. I am who I am.
We are who we are.
This is just, yeah. I gotta watch some, but it's called Bad Vegan on Netflix, and I feel like everybody watched it when it came out, so everybody who's probably gonna want to watch it has already seen
it.
But now
I think I was watching some of this, where...
She owned, like, a raw food restaurant in New York.
Yes, we didn't finish it, but I was watching this with Andrew, and it was crazy, because he literally is a shady guy from the get-go.
Right, like, she's messaging him. She meets him through Alec Baldwin on Twitter.
Yeah, but it
literally, through what? Alec Baldwin... And then she talks to him for a long time and they start telling each other they're in love with each other and they've never even met.
Oh, God.
And they meet and he doesn't look like himself. He's straight catfishing her.
Yeah, and then he just like keeps getting like heavier, which like whatever.
He gains like 200 or like 100 pounds over the thing. Because I think they said that at the beginning he was like just a little bit chubbier than his pictures showed. And she was like, that's fine. And then he ends up being like... over 300 pounds, and he says it's the cult thing that he has to put on a meat suit.
No, but it's the craziest part because it's literally a two-person cult. Like, no one else is in the cult. It's just him and her. And he, like,
tells
her all this crazy stuff. Like,
but it's
she thinks her dog was reincarnated, like, it was
gonna
his
live forever.
Dog in a past life, and, like, that they're all meant to be together.
He's immortal,
and she's gonna get to, like, join him in being an immortal where he's, like, overlord.
If she keeps sending him money, she will get to be immortal.
And then he would sometimes
and then
send
her dog will also
her,
be immortal.
But then she would just keep sending him more.
She'd send him like 40 grand and he'd send her back like 5 grand. And he'd be like, see, I'm getting part of it. Don't worry. I think she ended up like millions, two or three million.
And he was like,
dollars
and he just kept being like, none of this matters. It's all a simulation.
No.
It's all fake. It was and this is just how you prove dollars. That you know that it's what I'm telling you is real because the money doesn't mean anything, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But yes, but it's like literally like a cult, I'm not gonna but no tell one you else how is long in it but her.
The punishment happens. Yeah. But he's having her send money from her restaurant and stuff. So but she's willingly doing it in the cult. So there's it's
yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't finish that. I was very but interested. Yeah,
it's a 2-person cult. Yeah. Yep. I watched it all. It's
mind-boggling
crazy. that happened. And it's all Alec Baldwin's fault. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even know like if he really knew.
That man's been through enough this year. Let's leave him alone.
Alec Baldwin really knew him. I think he just interacted with him a lot.
He was interacting on Twitter.
And then she was like, oh, Alec knows him. And then she is a very, like, buys into stuff kind of person. Like, oh, like, I know Alec and Alec helped me with this. And if Alec knows this guy or there's, like, a weird connection there, then it's very, does like, meant-to-be personality. Like, she thinks...
She did actually know Alec Baldwin.
She knew Alec Baldwin.
In real life. Like, he came into her restaurant a lot and they were friends. So, like, at least she did actually know him.
Who follows Alec Baldwin enough on Twitter to see who he is? Never mind.
Well, she actually met him and she was trying to get out of a relationship and they were, like, maybe going to date, but they didn't. Then he met Hilaria in her restaurant,
She was very much, all this is meant to be in her mind. That, like, all of it's, like,
weirdly connected. And I really wanted to believe her. I want to believe that she's just like that, like, I want to say that much of a sucker, but they've proven time and time again that literally anybody can get sucked into a cult if it's done the right way.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. Terrifying. But that's what I was up to.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So, sports.
Let's hit this main team. Sports. Transition right into something completely opposite.
Yeah.
The cult of sports, guys. So we're gonna talk about sports, but make it sexy, right? Make it spicy. So we're gonna talk about sports romances. So last episode we talked about rom-coms, but this one we're getting a little bit more niche about sports rom-coms. There's a whole, I mean, literally any kind of romance if you want, guys, it's out there. So we're talking about sports in general, but then you got, I mean, any sport you can think of. We got hockey, we got soccer, we got football, we got, what else? What is sports?
I'm bringing ice skating to the table.
Probably lacrosse, I'm sure.
I didn't realize, like, I guess intellectually I knew that this was probably, like, a genre that you could look up, but I'm not into sports at all.
Yeah.
And this, it's not something that I ever thought to, like, look up to read a romance book about. Yeah. So when I was trying to figure out what to read for this episode, I looked up, like, articles, like, the best sports romances. Right. And there are so many. Like, there was
many.
There's basketball. There's a water polo one I almost chose because I was like, water polo.
I love it.
It was, like, so many.
Okay, so
I feel like just
do any of us really like sports? Because like, should
we are not sports people? I don't think I don't.
No,
we really are.
I don't care.
Okay, so to be fair, I know way more than I normally would know about sports because my husband is obsessed with sports. So we have all like, I've been to lots of hockey games when we lived in St. Louis. I've been to lots of basketball games, lots of like handfuls of football games.
We can be our
go to soccer games.
Loretta, like I know a little bit about hockey. Because my husband's a hockey person, and I prefer hockey over any other sport. My family, like my parents and siblings and extended family, like they're huge into football, but like, it's not just I don't care about football, like there's a part of me that like truly hates it. I really hate football, so.
Yeah, I hate what it does to like people. I really don't like college. People can get mad. I don't care. I really don't like college football because the like fans for college football are so much worse than NFL fans. Have you ever on a Saturday gone to a place where you usually get brunch and it's overtaken by like OU or Texas fans? I live in Houston, so there's a lot of Texas fans here. And like the place just gets straight up overrun. And each different bar has like its alum situation, so like different colleges will pick a bar that's their alum bar and then they have all of their days of football there.
Oh, Lord.
And so like if you go to this one it's Ole Miss and this one it's Texas and this one, and so like, but it's so many ex-frat boys in one spot that my head wants to explode.
I went to
I mean, I'm married to an ex-frat boy, but, you know, it is what it is. I married a super sports
nut. I went to West Virginia University, which is a pretty big, like, football school. Mm-hmm. And I loved the atmosphere of, like, kind of, like, being in that as, like, just a student and, like, the vibe of, like, let's tailgate, let's drink at 10 a.m., let's play, you know, like, get excited for the games. But, like, literally, we could have been, ping pong team, like, I did not fucking care what it was. I just wanted an excuse to party and, like, wear matching shirts and be like, look at us!
Tailgating was fun.
I almost never actually made it to a football game, and I'm always the person, like, I just want to, like, hang out in the stands, like, let's drink beers, hot dogs and nachos, and, like, let's just chat. Yeah. And then when people are actually trying to watch the game, I'm like, I don't know. And then everyone, like, is cheering, and I'm like, what happened? I have no idea. I am not.
No idea.
And then if they try to explain it, I'm like, actually, just don't. Like, don't waste your time.
Actually, don't bother. I love going to Rockets games and basketball games in general for two reasons. The first one is the mascots and the little stunts they do in between
sections
are hysterical and really entertaining. I love Clutch. He's my favorite part of that. The second reason is that at basketball games, you can really dress up and look hot shit and you don't look out of place. Like, people get dressed nice for basketball games. Weird. Like, there's also people in jerseys and jeans and t-shirts and whatever, but, like, you'll see a lot of girls in heels at basketball games.
Like,
and you can, like, dress up and look like hot shit at a basketball game and be like, it's date night. I'm going to get dressed in print. And I'm a Libra. I just want to get dressed up. I just want to have any reason. I can do that at a basketball game. And it's not a million degrees. It's inside and there's AC. That's I'm true. Here for it.
I don't like basketball because of a very probably stupid reason, but it's too squeaky. It's too squeaky for me. They're squeaking all around.
No, it is very squeaky.
And I don't like it. It's too squeaky. And
you're absolutely right.
Me.
It's extremely
I like
squeaky.
Hockey for lots of reasons, but you can be comfortable or you can
watch
dress
fights.
Up. Like, because it's kind of chillier in there. So you're not like, oh, I need to just, whatever. So you can kind of like bundle if you want to wear a cozy sweater or you can wear cute boots or I don't know.
You're right.
And it's fast, dude. It's fucking fast. Like all their sports I feel like are so fucking slow. Like this is fast.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
And they don't score a ton. So like if you just like catch the couple of goals that they get, you're like, wow. I saw it and like all the other stuff in the middle and like, you miss it like it's kind of fine and they can fight which normally I'm a lover not a fighter but it is kind of fun too
it's
hot to watch guys just like duke it out on the field.
I grew up in Chicago. I don't like boxing or anything like that but like fighting on the hockey rink is kind of fun.
That's pretty hot.
I grew up in Chicago and so I love to follow all of the Chicago teams. And so I love sports in relation to that. Like I grew up going to the Cubs games and the White Sox games. Mm-hmm. So I love like that kind. I love baseball game, like going to baseball games. And I was briefly really obsessed with hockey because the Blackhawks got the Cup.
Yeah.
That was super exciting. And, but like outside of that, I don't follow it at all. I went to art school and we did have sports.
Yeah.
Like sports teams at our art school.
I went to art school.
And you weren't at WVU
we didn't tailgate.
Throwing up at 10
we didn't go to games. No.
We have a minor league hockey team in Charlotte called the Charlotte Checkers. And that is just such a fun night out. Like it's not like an NHL game, so it's a little bit more chill. And sometimes it's like not even that packed. And you just like eat like arena food and drink beer and like have a good time. And like, I love like all the music and like the stuff on the big cam. Like, I always want to get on the Kiss Cam.
Yeah.
It's like my number one goal in life to get on the Kiss Cam.
I've never gotten on it. And I'm like, do I not look like somebody who has someone to
and
kiss?
And we have this mascot.
Libra, hello.
He's like a big fluffy polar bear and his name is Chubby. Okay. And I love him so much. I love Chubby. Anytime he comes near, I like lose my mind. I got a picture with him and I just like that's it. And like the players, I don't know any of them, but Chubby, I fucking know Chubby. And I have this Chubby hat. It's like this like literally his like giant polar bear head. I feel like I should go get it, but
I love that.
I had to have
really
it.
Want something from Chubby.
I had to have it.
Clutch is a bear and I love Clutch, but he's got this big old hoop tummy and he like circles it around. That's pretty
great. I love Chubby.
Basketball is the one that I know I grew up going to hockey games and baseball games and like I've I don't know if I've ever been to a basketball game. I've been to a couple football games. So, like, basketball is the one that's way out of the realm for me.
I have never liked basketball, but now I've absorbed so much because it's my husband's favorite sport. So it's on all the time. It is extremely squeaky.
Yeah, I know. It's so bonkers, sure. But
so squeaky. Okay, so as far as rom-coms go, it doesn't have to be a rom-com. I have a question for you since we've all read them. Does Devil's Night count as a sports romance? Because Michael's a basketball player.
No, because I honestly always forget that they even do.
That it does.
Michael's a basketball player. That's his whole thing. He's a pro. Like, everybody else went to jail, and he went to play professional basketball.
So he's out, motherfucker.
Now he's got all this money to mess with people.
Honestly, I truly forget that. And he doesn't actually, like, play.
He puts a basketball court in his penthouse.
And that's the most basketball that's actually in it, is him just, like, dribbling around in the background.
Yeah, it's practicing. Not really a sports
romance. So I don't count that.
I'm just going to pretend.
That is funny.
I'm desperate enough to pretend that it counts. I've read
it totally counts.
1.5 sports romances.
Yeah, I feel like sports romances are not ones that I've, like, I don't think I've, like, purposefully gone after them. Like, I've read a couple of, like, ones by maybe, like, I don't know, like, Penelope Ward or something. Maybe, I don't, somebody like that. Or
Vi Keeland.
Yeah. Maybe one of them, or like a combo one of like a football one.
Yeah.
Like some ones that like just kind of fall into my lap and I'm like, I potentially went out of my way to get some hockey ones after I realized that I did like them. But I don't think I ever like initially was like, it must be this.
So I'm going to bring up Deb's contribution to this one topic is the Hardigans. So by Avery Flynn, the third book is a hockey player and the girl that's like, I don't know, is she his press person or his athletic trainer? I honestly can't remember, but they were really cute. But she has a series that's like the Ice Knights hockey team after it. And I know that Deb's really into Avery Flynn's books. And I read The Hardigans and I really like Top Boy, which is the one with the hockey
player. Is that the Butterface series?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Butterface and...
I have that book.
I don't remember the second one. I read all three of them, but I can't remember it. These are the types of books that tend to blend together for me, are the sports ones. I don't know why, but they just blend a little bit. But they were cute. I remember liking them.
I feel like sometimes, I guess, depending on how the sports romance is done, like, the sport can just be so interchangeable. Like, it doesn't matter. There's sort of the trope with these is a bit of like...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it varies, but yeah, it's more about, like, I'm dating a famous person, and what they're famous for is the sport, and it requires them to travel, so there's going to be, like, that distance element, and then it requires, like, the spotlight, and then also, like, a lot of times there's, like, a media attention, so it's like, oh, well, you're known as a player in the media, so, or, you know, like, you have, like, background information about this person because of their status as a professional sports player.
And, like, their fame.
So one of my favorite sports romance series is, or actually two, but they're like connected, is Elle Kennedy's hockey series. So she's got her off-campus series and her Briar U series, and they are new adult, I guess. It's all open door space, but they are set in a college setting. So I kind of like that because they are not actually pro yet. So it takes a little bit of that down. Like they are kind of like within the school, like a lot of them are like, oh, they're the, like, you know, the top people at the school, everyone knows them, I'm like, you know what I mean, it is kind of like the popular people, I guess you would consider it. But also there's like range in there where some people are like, I don't follow the school's hockey team, I don't fucking know who you are, like, you think you're so fucking cool, like, whatever, you know what I mean, there's that to it.
That's funny.
But they're just like not like that high profile yet that you can kind of have a little bit more of a, like, a more rom-com-y, more of a real person. And I actually really like her series because I would say more so with the off-campus series than the Briar U series, there's like a little bit more depth there. Like the first one, I think the girl has had like some kind of trauma, so she's like struggles to like be intimate, and so he, like, they have that sort of setup where he's like, all right, well, we'll, like, I think there's like fake dating, but then he's also like, well, like, let me help you with that piece, and not in a creepy way how it gets set up, because that could be really fucking creepy. I'll help you.
That sounds a little, let me help you with your intimacy issues.
Really
well done. I hope he didn't say it like that.
I love that first series the best. Briary was awesome because then, like, there's some cameos, And so I think the first series, it's like a bunch of guys and they're like roommates and you kind of get like each guy's story. And then the next one, it's like, cause those guys start to graduate and then some of them go pro and they do different things. And I think like the next group of guys are connected to all of them. And like some of them like live in that house now, like they've taken over the lease of that apartment, which okay. is like kind of fun. And so they're all connected. And I feel like the second one is a little more fluffy, but like the second series, but they're all just good because the hockey stuff is fun. Like, someone, like, yeah, because they, like, fight on ice. Like, sometimes, like, they'll be, like, right. come back and they're, like, all busted up. And the girl's like, oh, my God, let me help you. What the fuck happened to you? Or there'll be, like, rivalries. Like, one of the guys on the other team is, like, messing with the girl. So then, like, they duke it out on the ice for her. So, like, that's sort of fun. Aww, like, how
I'm into it.
Yeah, with the hockey and in the college setting, I feel like there's more, like, the sport can kind of play more of a plot role other than, like, you're just famous right. for your sport. For and you go away to do it. So that sort of, I like that in that college setting for me is good.
Yeah. And that gives it like makes it more accessible to those of us who like don't really want to learn every dimension of the sport to be able to follow along in a romance book. Like we want yeah. the fun of it and the energy, but we don't need to know
the baseball one. I just read.
I mean,
took place
it was
college.
A really long time before I knew anything about hockey and that it had only three periods. I was like, wait,
I call them triangles.
I don't
I did
get
that
it.
One time on accident because I don't know. In my head, I was like, oh, so there's only three triangles, like periods. And I was like, what? I was like, oh, I don't know why I said that, but now I do it.
Triangles. There's three.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, three purpose. In my head, there's three triangles. And he was like, what the fuck? How does your brain work? I do not know, sir.
All I know is the stadium stopped selling alcohol after the seventh inning, yeah. guys.
That's rude. So, and speaking of like not wanting to like get into the nuance of like the actual sport, there are certain times like right. even in hockey books or like any sports book, if they're gonna actually have a scene where they're like at a game, there's times where I'm skimming. I don't fucking care who's passing it, who, yeah. and who's doing. I just need like yeah. what's the highlight. Did they score? Was there a fight?
I'm with you.
Was there beef? So did somebody get hurt? I am here for what I'm actually here for in a real game is like what's happening in the stands? Are they talking? What are they doing? Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't really care about the actual game. Okay. I don't want to read a game. I don't want to read. I don't want to watch a game. I don't want to read a game. I don't just they had a game and then they won. That's all
absolutely.
I really need. So when there's a better balance of that, I prefer it because I don't need
yeah. Okay, Loretta, tell us about
yeah,
this baseball.
I would. I think I probably would not pick a baseball one.
I need to know about it.
We were talking about this on the chat yesterday, and we were talking about how each sport gives like a different vibe or yes. whatever. And you said that baseball gives you a preppy yes. vibe, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty 100%. Much what this book was. It was like reading a book about popular people, yeah. which isn't yeah. bad, but it wasn't, I don't know. I really loved the writing. The writing was hilarious and it started off great. I was like, this book is so fun. I'm laughing. I love it. And then there's like this ridiculous side plot where they like bet each other like, oh, I bet I can last longer without sex than you can. Oh yeah, you think so?
So
and
stupid.
Then it was so dumb because it was just like, it didn't add anything. It was just a way to drag it out. And then the ending was weird. So I feel like I broke even because I loved the characters and I loved the writing and it was funny. But the ending, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It was okay. But I have a very specific rant that I want
yes,
to go on.
Do it,
if I can go off on a tangent for a second.
Go.
So Jess, you just watched the beginning of the After movie, right?
Yes.
Random. But you saw the class scene, right? Where they argue about Pride and Prejudice.
I don't even know if I got that far, to be perfectly honest with you.
There's a scene where they, like, go to class, like, her, the main MC chick and the guy, they go, they have yeah. an English class together, and then they get into an argument about Pride and Prejudice, and he calls Lizzie a whore and stuff, and she's like, what are you talking about? And literally that scene is in this movie. And, you know, the main character is supposed to be, like, a bookish girl. She wants to be a librarian. She's going to college for library science. And
In the baseball
book? In the baseball book. And she is holding Pride and Prejudice when she meets the guy. And I just, that bugs the shit out of me. Why is it always Pride
yeah,
and Prejudice?
I don't like that. I've read that in other things before, too.
I love Jane Austen. I love Pride and Prejudice, but like there are other books.
It's not that great. It's not that special.
I'm so bookish and nerdy. I'm quirky because I'm holding Pride and Prejudice.
Yes, I don't like that. It rubs me the wrong way too.
I'm the Wuthering Heights girl, so I would have been definitely one of those bitches holding Wuthering Heights around.
But you've grown since ghosts, then, okay? So. You've changed.
I have grown since then. I've gotten better. I would not be like, oh, look, here is this person with their
and then he
traditionally
comes
classic book that is very cookie cutter.
Yeah. Blech. I hate it. I was like,
give her
why?
Some alien porn.
And then he meets her and he's trying to, you know, she's lost because she's a transfer student. So he's showing her around and then they start talking about Pride and Prejudice and they get into an argument about it. And I was like, this is literally after.
Yeah.
I do not need this in my life.
Already been
right
gone.
Now. And then
another
it,
movie.
It, they moved Book. On and it got better, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think that we should just throw out Pride and Prejudice and.
Any other, there's
maybe
so
Jane
many
Eyre
books, and literally
as,
any other
and,
book.
And Wuthering Heights as options mm-hmm. for books anyone's carrying around in anything
love
going
of God,
forward.
We read other things.
Yeah.
We
Bookish
need
girls
no
read other
Mr.
Things.
Darcy.
It just perpetuates that stereotype that if you're not reading those types of books, then you're not like a real intellectual or
a real
reader. And it's
right.
like, that's
yeah.
trash.
And it just makes the person feel bad who's actually reading the book because they're obviously not reading a classic. They're reading spicy baseball
yeah.
book.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm
and
here
also,
for
like, Pride and Prejudice,
hitting balls and hitting balls.
Real. Like, the movie is amazing. The book is, like, it's not that good. It's not modern. It's
yeah,
just, like, old-timey writing.
It's not my favorite Austin
Nothing,
book.
Nothing, like, so special
no.
happens.
Northanger Abbey. Again, ghosts.
Yeah.
I like ghosts.
Northanger Abbey
ghosts.
Is my favorite.
It's so good.
Ghosts.
It is my favorite.
Yeah.
Ghosts.
Either way, it's like there's a whole wide world of books out there. And who, like, the realistic.
It's Jane
no
Eyre.
One's walking around holding
I love
these
Jane
books
Eyre.
Right now. I'm sorry.
I know.
Especially no. if you've already read it, then why is it in your arms? It should be
what
nicely on your shelf.
What 23-year-old college student is first day mm-hmm. out on campus.
She's like, you know what I should bring with me?
Reading a Pride and Prejudice book. Yeah.
Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, and then I don't buy it.
That way people will know I'm a real English
yeah,
major.
Yeah, like, that's a prop. You brought that as a prop, and I don't like people who are like that, so.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Wait,
go away.
Go away.
It made me irrationally mad.
They should have given her blue alien porn.
Yeah, I don't love
it's
that.
A fact.
Okay, but then you did start a hockey romance based on my recommendation.
I did. It's so cute.
Yay, I'm so glad. Yeah, Serena Bowen. So I love her. I actually think her and Elle Kennedy are friends, and there might be, like, some weird, like, you would only know it if you know it, like, crossover references in their
Sorry.
Stuff. But, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. So her,
yeah, I started Brooklyn Air.
Yeah, so Brooklyn Air is part of the Brooklyn Bruisers World / series. And it's a made-up mm-hmm. professional hockey team set in Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Bruisers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're so cute. So, like, it's, like, the different players, and the one you're reading is the owner. And
yeah, it starts off with the owner of the team, and he's, like, he's like a genius, a tech genius, and he like become, you know, he becomes famous and rich, like making
buys a team.
Yeah, by creating softwares and shit. I don't know. He makes a phone, I think. I don't
he's
know.
Got like a smart house,
but he yeah, and he has
oh,
a bunch
gosh.
Of money, and then he buys the team, and then he buys a team that's like not great, and he helps turn it around.
Yes,
but he falls in. He's in love with his assistant.
Sweet. Yes.
And they're, he's,
okay,
like, in love with
funny.
Her for years and years, but he doesn't say anything because, you know, they're working together and he doesn't want to, like...
Yeah, there's a power dynamic there.
And
yeah.
she's like, he could never like me. And he's like, I don't want to cross a boundary. But it's like, just be in love.
Right.
And
oh
she's
God,
been his
so
assistant
cute.
Since, like, day one. When they're, like, in a tiny office with, like, sitting on boxes, have nothing. And now
yeah.
he's, like, this huge billionaire.
Aww.
So she's been with
it's
him
so cute.
From the beginning. And they're, like, good friends.
Yeah.
So it's not like...
And he transfers her. He's...
Yes, that's what it is.
A couple of years before the book takes place, he transfers her to the hockey team.
Yes. To help
and so
it.
She's like the office manager or whatever of the hockey team. And she's like, what did I do? Why
did you send me away?
Why are you? Yeah. Why are you demoting me? And he's like, it's not a demotion. I'm just moving you. I need someone I trust in there. But really, he's like, he doesn't. She's like dating
other
people
and
stuff. I can't
have this unrequited love.
Oh,
yeah.
She's dating other people. And he's like, I can't even like look at this.
I can't handle this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
I know.
Oh,
it's
I
want to,
like,
so
read it
cute.
Now.
Kind of precious, kind of creepy, but like in a, it'll probably work out
he's
well.
He's a hot
yeah.
nerd though.
He's like humble
so
and like nerdy
I love a hot
and like
nerd.
Really sweet. It's a good one.
Oh,
I woke
like
up early
hunter.
This morning to read it because I'm at the
That's
part where he like confesses his feelings and stuff, and I was like, ha, 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 ha.
Yay!
Oh, yeah. It's so cute.
Oh my gosh! See,
and now I want to read them all. I've
That's
I've seen
cute.
A couple of other players on the team, and now I'm like, invested. I want to know
and about it's called all Brooklyn Air. So
the one she's reading is called Brooklyn Air, but if you just search her Brooklyn Bruisers series, then you'll get all of them. And I have read...
I got to start at the beginning.
I have read some of them out of order because I was like I'm on her like blogger list, so I was getting like some arcs and stuff. So I was like, I need to read those, and I didn't have the other ones. And a lot of these books like go on sale often, so I just started collecting them and reading them when I got them. But they're just great. Like they are standalone, but like they all go together. So like if you've been listening to us, I love you know the worlds who we are.
Where it's like one person and me too. The cameos go through.
We like that.
Yeah,
we
that's
like
my favorite.
It all connects. So, and I think like that world connects with some other series of hers and stuff. Where like you can go even further if you want. But and she's one that I've said before on the podcast that like her website, which I haven't looked back in a while to confirm, but she had them all separated out by trope. If you wanted, like, it doesn't just pop up that way, but if you go to a setting on her, like a link on her website, you can look at all of her things like broken down by trope. So there are ones on there that's like secret baby. So Jess, you could avoid that. Like, or like you could see this is enemies to lovers, friends to lovers, billionaire. The one that got away, all of that. She had it kind of broken down. So I like her. I like her vibe.
There's drama with, cause when the guy moved his, you know, love interest or whatever to the hockey team, he got a new assistant and there's drama with the assistant and one of the hockey players because they like used to be together and then they broke up, and I need to look if there's a book about them or not, but I feel like there has to be, and I really want to know like what the story is there. I'm so excited. I need more.
When you see the couples forming beforehand but then they get drug out a few books, that's
That's what the ASL series is doing, and I'm like, yes, so bad.
It's next, so we gotta wait a while, but
if you're seeing that all those couples, they're like all the different players get their person, and like some of them, I think there's one where it's like the captain or the like coach's daughter, right, is like wants to be with one of the players.
Ooh,
so, like,
yeah, it's a whole thing.
And she might even be like the publicist, or that might be a separate one. Like then the publicist is one, and like. It's
I like
fun.
It.
Yeah, I really like.
I love those little worlds.
So I feel like are more just a fluffy rom-com, and I feel like Elle Kennedy's has a little bit more like deeper stuff. But they're both like very fun, like hockey romance. There's a lot of overlapping. I'm trying to think back to like, Elle Kennedy's. Hers has like one, like I said, the one where the girl has like the past trauma, and then there's one where like I think the parent is like an alcoholic, so like they're dealing with that, and then there's one where like there is. You find out in one of the books, the guy for the next book comes in at the end and he's like, this girl's like having my baby. And they're like, what? Like, what? Oh, we thought you needed her or like something. And they're like, what? And he's like, I'm dropping off the team. Right. And like, I gotta go like do this. And they're like, you can't drop off the team. Like, what? And then you get his book.
You can't do that. And,
so like, that's a whole thing.
When I was trying to figure out what to read for this episode, I found a book called Puck.
Oh, I was going to bring that one up because I did read that and do not
recommend. Did you? Is it good?
I don't recommend
it. Because I've read other Helena Hunt. It's by Helena Hunt. Yeah. And I read some of her other books and I like them.
I read one of hers and was
when
like,
I first
meh.
Read Puck, this was like several years ago, I didn't put it on my Goodreads because the title of it was just like, at the time, like, too embarrassing for me. Now I'm like, but I actually just added it today. I was like, this should just be on there so I remember that I read it. So I did not like it for, like, in general, like, the story was fine, whatever. But I can't even, like, say this. I had to, like, look at a Goodreads review to, like, confirm this, and someone had the actual numbers of, like, how many times this girl says this, but she refers to his dick as a monster cock, and, like, calls it monster cock, like, so many times throughout the book, and then abbreviates it to MC, short for monster cock. So, like, they had it written in a review that it was, like, 60-something times referred to this, so many times referred to it as this, and, like, in, like, a way that, like, the girl was like, ooh, I love his monster cock, or whatever, but It was fucking weird. Like, and one review was like, I had to like really think about like, was the guy the main character or was the monster cock the main character? And then they were like, they were like, no, the main character was the monster cock, and it was just like attached to this poor dude. He's getting just dragged around. It was a very funny review.
He has no personality other than his giant.
And then I
forgot
about this part as I was reading the review, that not only was she saying monster cock and MC and talking about it all the time, like way too much, like just talking about how gigantic this guy's like scary monstrous dick is in a good way, she was also referring to her parts as a beaver and then calling it the beeve.
No,
a lot. Like there was numbers for that one too. And so, I'm so validated.
Some lovely information.
I'm validated by these two reviews that I read because I was like, one, I'm glad I did not exaggerate that in like my post reading memory, and two, I'm glad I was not the only one that was like very bothered by that. So like, I think maybe if that was not in there, it would have been like fine. But
I own this book. I have the Kindle version, so now I have to read it for science.
I need to know. Can you do accounts of monster?
I could love the review.
Can I also, since we're just going down this path already, mention that a handful of episodes ago when we were playing the written by a man quotes?
Yes.
Remember the vibrating one where the vibrating was pulsing down there?
Yeah, like a bass or like it was like music. Yeah.
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 Same author.
No.
Yeah.
For what book? Now I want to know.
Yeah, there's a weirdness with this author, I think, how she writes stuff.
Yeah.
I just remember Dev told me about it. She was like, oh, this was
what
the author.
What did I read?
Like,
it was Cupcakes. It was something called Cupcakes.
I read Good Luck Charm by her, and I don't know. I mean, I don't want to sit here and have a bag on Helena Hunt little session, but I do want to know what
I don't know.
I remember.
Yeah, people like her stuff. I had a lot of the elements that I liked, I remember. And I read the whole thing, but I hated those words that she used. And then this is also reminding me, Pops and all the things we're saying. In
the one I read was a hockey romance, and I just forgot.
Well, in the hockey romance world, and just the hockey world in general, but it's going to come up obviously in these romance books, there is such a thing called a puck bunny. Have you guys heard of this?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so puck bunnies are basically like hockey sluts. Like they're like the girl that like hooks up with every player on the team, and they only want to hook up with hockey players, and they're like sometimes they're just trying to like fill their roster, like get everybody, and they call them puck bunnies. And I think it's just so funny.
Gotcha.
A little truly demeaning to women, but also like I guess if they exist, they exist. And some women like own up to it. They're like, I am, right? And then but a lot of times like in the hockey romance books, they're like the enemy, right? So the girl's like trying to like be with the guy, or they're like not having to find the relationship yet, and then the puck bunny's like coming in to like fuck shit up, like start drama.
The Mary Sue is the one, and like the main character with her Pride and Prejudice book, and then here comes the puck bunny trying to be the mean girl in high school kind of concept.
That. And then or like they get caught together and she's like, everyone knows her reputation, like you can't tell me you were just like hanging out, you know what I mean, because everyone knows that she's a puck bunny. So then there's like trust.
Can we just have some justice for women and their sexuality in our own fucking books that women are writing?
<I know. laughs>
Can we just have a second to be like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to follow the trope. I'm not going to call other women sluts. I'm just going to actually be
They give them a cuter name than sluts, okay? Puck Bunny is meant to be adorable.
Puck Bunny.
I know. And then it's bad because like sometimes the girl will like start to like be into the hockey player or whatever, and then they'll have like a friend. Or like someone who's like, oh my god, are you gonna be a puck bunny now? And it's like, fuck off, man. I can do whatever I want. Maybe I
let
am.
Me live.
You're right. The man I like's profession designates my terms and my sexuality and how I'm presented to the outside world. Because it's about him and what he does for a living, not about me and my choices I'm making. And I'll step off my soapbox now.
We support you though.
I love the soapbox.
Okay, so it sounds like none of us have really done much football. Do you have a football one on here, Jess?
So I do. I have a couple. So Rachel Van Dyken has done a handful of football ones, and you guys know I love her. She's
got
cute, sweet stuff. So Wingman Inc. is, it's not focused, like the guy is an ex-football player, and she's in college, but like he had gone and like got out for injury or something. And so now he's got to start a new business, but there's like bits of football in it. And then like her, like there's other people as a part of it, and they made a movie, but basically he's a matchmaker. He does like Hitch style stuff. But he was an NFL player. And then the Players Game series, they're all actually in like their sports actively. And the first one in the Players Game series, the main girl is a cheerleader, but she's like the first plus size NFL cheerleader that's out there. And so like it's really cute about her and like kind of her struggles in her own career.
Oh my God, then I wanna read that now.
I cannot date a player. Literally cannot date a player. I've already got enough like stuff that I'm like up against and stuff. But the girls in the Players Game series, I think in the other one, one of the girls is like a soccer player or something maybe. But the girls are all like strong bitches. I really like Rachel Van Dyken for that reason. Like her girls are not pushovers. There's no like Mary Sue quality to any of the women in her books. They're badass bitches in all of it. Mm-hmm. They could do without you, bro. You're just here as an accessory to me. So I always appreciate that. And they did turn the Matchmaker's Playbook into a Passion Flicks movie, which I did watch. And
I think I saw that too.
I do think that was a bad mistake. Okay, so the weirdest thing about these books, they have like visual novels on Kindle. So if you get the Kindle Unlimited version, I remember reading it on my phone, and there's like random live scenes that pop in from the movie.
No.
And like you scroll, and then all of a sudden there's like a video playing, and I was like, oh, I was not prepared for this. This is a Kindle book. Why is there a movie in here? And so it was really strange.
The movie's not good enough for that.
Yeah. But it was super weird when that happened. And I don't think I love the movie, but it is a Passion Flicks movie. And so like, you know, we're getting what Passion Flicks is. And I'm just happy that she's making that extra cash from getting her book made into a movie, because she deserves all the good things.
We should address what we said earlier too about like the different sports giving off a different vibe. I want to hear everyone's thoughts. So we said baseball preppy for sure. What do we think about?
I didn't really realize that I agreed with you until you said that, and I was like, yeah, that was a totally preppy.
Yeah,
book.
And I think that like that's why I don't pick certain sports ones. I stick to hockey because for me in my head, I feel like hockey is like more angsty, more emo.
Yeah.
I associate maybe
football gives me like just dumb guy vibes.
Yeah, like douchebag
kind of
vibes.
Himbo, but not himbo as much. Like I have no basis for why I think this, because any football player I've met is not a complete idiot. But it like the concussion thing, maybe, I don't know, but it makes me get like he's gonna be really stupid vibes. But maybe a teddy bear. And that's not like based on anything, and I have no reason to really think that. But those are the vibes
they're,
I
get. Like really in my head, like bulky, and they don't like dress the way I like.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you would have to fix their clothes.
Not my vibe.
You can only fit those giant shoulders.
They're gonna
so
have like big flashy.
You said hockey was more emo.
I feel like it's hockey. Maybe that's just my projecting that
and
I like
I agree
emo
with
and
that.
I like hockey. That I like, but
they like beat the shit out of each other.
It is right, and they're not like.
No, you're right.
I don't know, trying to be like too dressed up on their off time. Like they're like in a
they
hoodie
also,
and like
yeah.
just, I don't know, they do sometimes.
We haven't brought up soccer yet, and guys, I love a soccer romance. And that so soccer is also like exotic.
Yeah.
Because it's such a big international sport. So you get a lot of like to me it's exotic. To other people it's not exotic, but it's just a big international sport. And so you actually get more cultures and differences and changes in those books. Like you can have people from
soccer.
All over the country who are into soccer. And it just feels like smarter to me. I don't know why. I'm curious about any kind of swimming romance.
Or water polo or like I feel like I'd be
the
into
Ryan
Lochte's
of
swimmers.
The world.
Yeah.
I can't
no,
ever
God,
get
no,
over
him.
Ryan Lochte, guys. I had the biggest crush on that dumbass for
I
so long.
Swimming is not as so bad. Fun to do in that setting because it's like just such a
I don't
solo...
know why I'm intrigued by the thought of it, but
it's just such a solo event, whereas like a team's like a competitive versus sport.
Yeah.
Is that like
there's like more drama there.
Yeah, where like you're like charging each other, right? And like you can like take out your aggression on the other team or like during the game kind of a thing. And like there's more room for showing like, if there's drama happening outside of the game, how it comes in and, like, affects him. Like, if he's, like, all fucked up in his head from a fight and his game's off, and the other teammates are like, what's wrong with you? And then he, like, gets, I don't know.
That did happen in the baseball one, and I was into it, because, like, shit happens with the girl and him, and then, like, it affects his game, and the players are like, what's wrong with you, man? And I was into that.
Yes. I love it.
I found
the drama.
Just a quick one about, like, tennis. Do you guys remember that movie Wimbledon?
I never watched it.
Have a moment. Okay, it's some. I can't even remember it. It popped into my head because we're talking about solo sports, romance? And I'm like, tennis.
I
don't know that I need one of those.
I read
but it does feel elegant. Very elegant.
The Baller. It's Vi Keelan or V Keelan?
I have read that.
Yeah,
Vi Keelan.
The football one I read.
I read that.
I don't remember it that much. I don't remember it at all. Scene, like, up against a glass window, though. That might be a different book.
I feel like I remember that. Apparently, I don't
think it was this one. But
is that what sport is that?
That's football, and that one's very like. He's the Super Bowl MVP, so he like it's very much a celebrity romance.
Yeah. I think I have,
and then like I think like with this one and like other ones that I've read, like they're like things come up when they're like they're being interviewed, and they're like, oh, I like this girl, like, you know.
Oh yeah.
Don't talk about it. That's happening in the book that I'm reading right now. So right now I'm reading Culty by Mariana Zapata. And this is only the second of her books I've read because it's 544 pages long.
Her books are long.
It's a hefty romance situation. And but the girl is a professional soccer player and he's the ex like world star and he's now her coach and they're trying to figure it out. Like he's 39, she's 27. So that's thing, but they all seem cool with it, but it's interesting. And like so far I'm like 60% and they have not even hugged in an overly friendly manner. It's all built up in her career and how their friendship is building. And I know that this author is known for her slow burns because I read one of her other books a while back, but it's really interesting. And then like their friendship is forming, and so the like media is all over it and they're like, oh my gosh, are you guys together? What's happening? Trying to like call him out on stuff. And she's not used to that amount of media coverage. And she's like, whoa, what is happening? So it's an interesting like situation. I think I'm going to like it by the time I finish it.
I want to read
it. The only other book I've read by her was From Lukov with Love. And it's about two ice skaters and they get put in a pair and they don't like each other. Like they hate each other. They're like enemies to lovers for sure. Like they do not like each other. But the guy, I remember he reminded me so much of Evan Lysacek. And do you guys remember when Evan Lysacek was like the ice skating king of the U.S. a few years ago?
Yes.
He's a really like 6 foot billion dark hair, just like huge guy. And he was so hot. I was like, he was like winning gold and stuff, I think. And I was like just completely obsessed with him for a while there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is Evan Lysacek in a book. And I love it. But like they're going to the Olympics as a pairs couple or they're trying to like make comebacks. And I think both of them have had like messed up careers and they got stuck together because that's the only pairing they could deal with. And then,
oh my God,
so like they're going
so
together and they don't like each other, but they've
it's
got like
the Cutting
really
Edge. Do you guys ever see that movie?
It's very much like The Cutting Edge.
Yeah. I want
but
that.
There's a lot more anger and background. And like, these are long books. There's a lot going on in there.
I'm so excited for this now.
Yeah, I think you should read that one. But that was nice skating. That's a sports book. That's a sports book. But they're going to the Olympics. Yeah.
I'm a horse girl. I want someone to do horse romance.
I bet you it exists.
We need equestrian stuff.
I need to look this up. I just thought of that.
That are not cowboy.
We need
equestrian Olympics.
I bet you it exists.
Equestrian
I'm
romance.
Sure it does.
I need to Google this.
It has to.
I don't want to get on Google right now.
I'll update
everybody
on the next
episode. If you don't
have
in your life.
Next episode. Horse love. That sounds really weird.
Oh my gosh. Now I'm thinking about Mr. Darcy's thighs in those pants.
Stop it.
What's wrong with
me? My God.
I'm sorry. I'm not
now
sorry.
I'm thinking about them.
Mr. Darcy.
Those tall boots. Why do men give up on the knee highs, guys?
And when he just...
Maybe that's why people like football players' pants. I don't know.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's weird. Like, I like hockey. I mean, if I'm going to pick up a sports romance, I pick hockey, and I prefer to watch hockey in real life. But, like, it's just so bulky. You're not, like, enjoying their bodies in a hockey outfit.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
No. Yeah. And there's, also, there's so much padding happening.
Real-life players are, like, not so good and hot as they describe them in the book. And they, I mean, hockey players are missing a lot of teeth. I mean, at least all of them are missing. For sure. Probably one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you are playing professional hockey and you have never had your teeth knocked out, like, you're, I feel like that's, you're in a minority, probably, right?
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, like, some of them are, like, they're a little beastly. Like, they I would say they...
There's, like, cuts and stuff. Well, like, but some of them it's are so like, hot like, when they, like, rip their helmet off and chuck their helmet onto the ice.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Why is that so attractive? I don't know.
I don't know.
They just, like, shouldn't spit be. The blood out of their mouth. But, like, you just rip your helmet off and you're just like, chuck it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're like, oh, my God. Why are teeth black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something also about, like, because they can fight, but it's not just, like, okay, two guys will get into it, right? But, like, sometimes these fights break out because the other guys are like, you're not going to fuck with our guy. So then they're like, it's like,
it's like a mob.
Like, also, like, bromance. Like, they're, like, back in their butt zone. Like, I don't know.
They're best friends. Yeah.
I don't know. Can't hit my player like that.
In real life, it's probably not like that, but I read a lot of romance, so in my head, it's all love and romance.
That's exactly what
they're
it is.
They're all standing up for each other.
Aw, this is my bestie.
My husband would be like, he could hear me now.
I love it.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
Let me live, so, okay?
Okay.
I think that, all right, so for today's game, we're not really going to do a game. We're just going to make fun of sports terms, and I'm going to read off,
sexualize, like, them.
Inappropriate sounding I've been sports terms that we don't even know what mean. Your favorite one is first, Loretta.
Oh, yes.
What's your favorite? Okay.
I can't remember. It's been a hot minute.
Yeah, what's Loretta's favorite? It's tight end.
That's tight.
Also, what sport is
tight end?
Football. I was gonna say football.
It's a position in it's football, position. And this is just all
that makes it worse.
Rob Gronkowski.
It is worse. You have to tell someone like, "Hi, I'm a tight end."
We don't even have to do any work with this.
Like, if someone told me they were a tight end, I'd be like, "I'm sure you are." Yeah,
they,
you are.
They block out wide as another receiver or in the slot. I don't know.
Yeah, you're talking gibberish to me.
Wait, say the slot part again.
Yeah, slot. They get in the slot.
I just say slot.
Oh, this is going well.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like sex writing, getting in the slot.
Here's one.
Did a man write
field
this?
Hockey. A term for field hockey is stroke off.
No. Ew. What does it mean?
Okay. The ultimate decider in field hockey. I mean, that's what she said. This is all that's what she said. This is, the whole thing is just jokes. If the score remains tied at full time, two sudden death overtime periods, and two shootouts, a stroke off.
Oh my God. It's like it sounds like.
Through two sudden death shootouts and you're still even and
it sounds
you got
like Dick
Van Island.
I don't know what a shootout is. What's a stroke off? Like, what are they doing? They
I don't know. I don't know.
They just like
tickle.
I don't
you
know
walk
anything about field
you're
hockey.
A hockey watcher.
this is field hockey though. Different. Like,
oh, okay.
Okay, this one is my favorite. It's from cricket. Sticky wicket.
Yeah.
I just like to say it.
Yeah, that's just a good time.
This metaphor, derived from cricket, refers to a difficult circumstance. Sticky wicket is a way to describe tough conditions in the sport of cricket, usually in reference to a damp or soft pitch.
Oh, no. So they just get out there like, oh, it's a sticky wicket today.
I'm uncomfortable.
Sticky wicket.
Yeah, I guess. I just,
look at
I
this
think
sticky wicket.
It just sounds fun to say it in an accent. You don't want to hear my fake
no,
British
I don't even
accent.
Know what
okay.
mine was.
Kicked
was
off.
Not right.
Oh gosh, this is fun. Baseball for your book, a backdoor slider.
Yeah.
They that might have said
it's,
that
it's
in the book.
It's like literally a pitch used to deceive the
this
hitter.
Is my thing. I feel like they could have chosen other words for all of these things.
Yeah, there are lots of words and they chose these.
Like, you know what? This is great. This is a backdoor slider.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Backdoor lover.
There are two. We're done.
Jess is like,
we're just done. No, it's hilarious. I got two basketball ones that are equally awful. Facial and rim shot. Ooh. So
those together are interesting.
They just are. I mean, yeah, just facial. We're not talking about the spot time.
I don't think we're really even talking about basketball anymore.
We really don't even have to do any work with these. They're already like
no, they've done all the work.
Went on UrbanDictionary.com. They're like, great. We're gonna use
this sounds good
for our sports terms.
Yeah,
this sounds inappropriate. Let's use it and talk about it really loud in an announcer's voice.
You know what? I bet you back in the beginning of sports, a man was not really playing sports. He was cheating on his wife. And she was like, I heard you talking about all these things. He's like, no, you just don't understand. These are sports.
It was basketball,
terms.
The rim shot.
And then he had to get all the other guys on board to be like, right? Sports terms.
That sounds
and then
right.
Just stuck until eternity.
That sounds correct.
Oh, God. That's 100%.
That's what happened.
Oh, okay. I got a final one before we wrap this thing up for the fun today. I don't even know what this is. It's in football. It's a muffed punt.
Painful for us.
The receiving team's player accidentally touches the ball in an attempt to catch. A botched catch is a muffed punt.
I've literally never heard
that. Why is that perfect?
That is perfect.
I've never heard that.
I'm
going to
go hang out with my.
And I've listened to
my family who loves football. And he's like, oh, guys, is that a muffed punt? And just see if any of them actually know.
Anybody reacts?
I'm be like, what?
I'm not convinced that that's an actual term. I think that somebody just was like, this will be fun. Let's mess with people.
Yeah. Anyways, backdoor slider is going to be stuck in my head now.
Like, basketball's on. I'm going to be like, was it a rim shot? I don't know.
Or facial. It could be either or.
Just like...
Yeah.
All
thanks,
right.
Thanks,
okay.
Sports World. You did it.
This was fun. Thanks for all those ridiculous ass terms. So follow us on socials. We're at Emo Girls Guide. And may your day be blessed with main character energy.
Main character energy.
That was perfect.